Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a lot of video games, but I do like to talk about them, and of course the licensed products. This week, let's talk about downloads. PlayStation 4 had Warriors Orochi 3 Ultimate and Velocity 2X or Double. Warriors Orochi 3 Ultimate was also on the PlayStation 3, as well as the Epic Adventures Bundle and Deathmatch Village, plus the retro PS1 download Mega Man X4, which is actually pretty awesome. The Vita had Don't Starve Giant Edition, Velocity 2X, Joe Danger, Danganronpa 2, Goodbye Despair, Mahjong Gold, Deathmatch Village, and also Warriors Orochi 3 Ultimate, which was also on the Xbox One. The Xbox 360 had nothing that I could find, but the Wii U had Cube Man 2, Ice Cream Surfer, I Can't Speak Today, and Nobunga's Ambition, a classic! The Nintendo 3DS had Tapping Go 2, as well as the NES game Street Fighter 2010 The Final Fight. Which is great because, you know, back in the 80s we had so many of those games from the future, and this one involved the name Street Fighter and Final Fight, came from Capcom, and existed mostly to confuse people, most of which did not want to play this game. But here it is, you can play it. I liked Mighty Final Fight a lot. I don't remember much about Street Fighter 2010 The Final Fight. I think I rented it. I gotta look at some videos of that again and see how that was, because I'm very curious now. Anyway, let's talk about On sale from Entertainment Earth. It's a sign sale. It's a new sign sale. We have a new vendor up. For 1 week only, buy one, get one 40% off incredible Desperate Enterprises goodies. Decorate your space with retro-inspired tin signs because bare cube walls are what the communists would believe in. Marvel, DC, Hanna-Barbera, and more await you, so order now! Sale ends Tuesday. We have new pre-orders up for video game merch, including the Street Fighter Kami Bishouju statue, the Kirby's Adventure Kirby Sword 16-inch statue, World of Warcraft Deathwing 6-inch pop vinyl action figure, we put up Arkham Asylum pop vinyl figures from Funko. These are specific to the video game, so you might be very interested in these. And by might, I mean are, I assume. Batman, Joker, Harley Quinn, Killer Croc, and Poison Ivy are on deck for you. We also received from Dark Horse the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess 10-inch Link statue, which looks pretty swell, I must say. I just got a Link toy myself this past week. Because none of you care, my wife watches So You Think You Can Dance, which to me means, once a week, I leave the house and go out and do things. So I went out and did things. And one of the things I saw was the Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Link action figure, which we also have for sale. And of course, after seeing it, I had to get one. So I have one now. And it's basically a 3¾-inch Link figure from Jak Pacific. It's about similarly on par to the engineering of a Hasbro Star Wars Marvel or G.I. Joe guy. There are some key differences I'm going to talk about when we do him as toy of the week later. But you can order this figure in a case right now along with Wario, Yoshi, and Mario at entertainmentearth.com. The most interesting thing about this figure, there's many interesting things about this figure, but it has a new, to me, way of constructing the ankles. There's a new ball-jointed ankle where it's actually a ball and socket joint. You can pop it out and it rotates and pivots and all that stuff. And I'm not used to seeing that sort of thing. So Jak Pacific's doing some very neat things with their Nintendo line. We have a lot of it up for order or pre-order right now. I recommend staying away from the smaller stuff, and the mid-size to bigger stuff is a lot cooler just in terms of what it can do, because not that there's anything wrong with the little ones. Great sculpts, good paint jobs, but they're unarticulated. But for a couple of dollars more, you can get an articulated figure, and they're a little bit bigger, twice the size, so I'd go in that direction, and I really like that Zelda figure. I'm praying, please do Metroid Jax. Come on, give me a Metroid. Even an actual Metroid would be nice. I don't have one of those. So that's what I got for this time. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and everywhere fine books are sold. We're not there yet, but we'll get there someday. And we hope to see you there. So have a great weekend, everybody.